Now we'll embark on some more news items. We cannot ignore football this week as we greet the success of North Walsham's England footballer Lauren Hemp. So far as Norwich City Football Club are concerned, they sign up a Chilean international player but lose their first game of the season at Cardiff. Then their success for a local rower and a wheelchair tennis player. Former Norwich City Academy graduate Lauren Hemp and her teammates are the toast of England after the Lionesses' stunning victory in the UEFA Women's Euro 2022 final. Hemp, 21, from North Walsham, played a pivotal role in the win against Germany. England's first major international cup victory since 1966. The atmosphere was electric at North Walsham's Football Club's clubhouse, where more than 100 people had gathered to watch their hometown hero fulfil the dreams of a nation. When Ella Toon's goal came in the 61st minute, the room erupted in a drawn-out roar. A chorus of "It's coming home" soon followed. Hemp kept creating chances. Then came the big moment. After 110 minutes of football and deep into extra time, Hemp took the corner, placing the ball perfectly in the box for teammate Chloe Kelly to score. Josh Roper, who coached Hemp when she played for North Walsham's under-16 boys, wept tears of joy. "It's unbelievable," he said. "The fact Lauren played almost every minute is amazing. We were hoping they would win it, but it coming in extra time makes it all the more special. This is massive for girls' football and for the game in general."
Norwich City have confirmed the signing of Chilean international midfielder Marcelino Nunes. The 22-year-old has signed a 4-year deal and joins from Club Deportivo Universidad Católica for a reported fee of $3.9 million. Nunes is City's third signing of the summer, following Newcastle midfielder Isaac Hayden on loan and Gabriel Sara. Typically a dynamic number 8, Nunes has spent all of his career with current Chilean champions, having joined as a 14-year-old. He has made 83 appearances, scoring 11 goals, and has 10 appearances for his country. He told the club's official channels, "I'm really happy to have arrived here, and I'm just excited to get started. What do I see myself as? Well, I like to get into the box. I like to go for goal. I like to play in set plays and be involved in and outside of the box."
Dean Smith is searching for solutions to Norwich City's lack of quality in the final third after they fell to a 1-0 opening day defeat at Cardiff. The Canaries conjured up just one shot on target in South Wales and struggled to produce a consistent stream of service to the isolated Timu Puki, who limped out of the game in the second half with cramp. Norwich have struggled to discover a creative spark throughout pre-season, and that continued into the opening of this campaign. In the end, Romain Sawyer's strike decided the affair, with Norwich failing to produce a response. Despite the defeat, City's head coach feels they leave the Welsh capital with positives. The second half was a little bit chaotic. The first half started really scrappy, and both sides were a little bit cagey, waiting to see what the other was going to do. "For 30 minutes, we controlled the game," Smith said. "A final ball in the final third wasn't as good as it should have been, and we lacked that quality that, in the end, was probably cost us the game."
A memorable summer for Norfolk's wheelchair tennis players has seen both Ben Bartram and Ruby Bishop add back-to-back singles titles in the last week, with 17-year-old Bartram making his men's singles World Top 20 debut after claiming his fourth singles title in succession. On the back of Alfie Hewitt reaching his first Wimbledon men's singles final earlier this month, Bartram sealed his third senior ITF Futures title in a row with victory at the LTA's Nottingham Futures tournament. The Sprouston teenager then raised the bar over the weekend, earning his first ITF three singles title at the Flanders 25 event in Belgium, a tournament where he not only beat Dutch top seed and world number 13, Michael Scheffers, for the biggest match win of his career, but subsequently took his career best senior ranking to number 20. With Norwich's Bishop securing her second successive British Open girls singles title in Nottingham the day after Bartram won his Nottingham Futures title, the 18-year-old world number 3 ranked junior added the girls singles title to the Amjoy Cup in Eindhoven over the weekend.
Norfolk's Cameron Tasker is a world champion after success in Italy at the weekend. The 18-year-old junior international rower was representing Great Britain rowing under 19 in the Coxless Four at the Junior World Championships in Varese, Italy. A dedicated all-rounder sportsman, Tasker previously represented Norfolk in its youth hockey teams, as well as opening the batting for four seasons in a very successful Norfolk youth cricket squad. In rugby, he was a full-season starting second-row player in the Norwich School First 15, aged only 15, before vice-captaining Eastern Counties RFC. He progressed right through to the final squad of Leicester Tigers Under-18 Academy, competing against the top young players on the professional club pathway. But it was rowing that was his main calling, a choice that seems amply rewarded by his selection to the GB4 and the chance to compete against the best young rowers in the world.
It's time for our second feature. Some of Norwich street names are very unusual, to say the least. Stacia Briggs of the Evening News unravels some of the mysteries hidden in those names. Ian Robertson reads some of her choices.